Today's daf is Lamed Dalid, but we have to finish from Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis at the last two dots, about 8 or 9 lines from the bottom. And Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. So it says, "V'hibitu acharei Moshe ad boya oyla." This is apropos of the topic that we've been discussing of standing up to honor a chacham, a zaken. So it says when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, this is after the Maaseh HaEgel, etc. So Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and he was for a while camping outside the camp there to show his displeasure. Menudah l'Rav, menudah l'Talmud. And it says that when he would go and walk out, so everyone would get up, and they would stand in the entrance of their tent as Moshe walked by. V'hibitu achrei Moshe, and they looked after Moshe ad baya oyla till he came home. Is Rab Ami v'Rab Yitzchak Nafke charam l'gnav v'charam l'shvach. This thing that everybody stood there watching Moshe as he walked past, some say it was a good thing, and some say not so good. Manda amu l'gnai ki de'isa, the one that says not so good, as is known. And the Gemara doesn't even say it, so it doesn't even say what it means. Rashi, of course, in Chumash brings that they were telling Lashon Hara about him, like, oh, look what he's doing. Rashi says over here, that he says, look how healthy he looks. He's got big thighs and broad shoulders and something. Yeah, because it means he's so healthy, and he's getting it all from you. Yeah, so he takes it all from you, and look how he treats himself. So that was the lignai. Mandom alishvach. What was the praise? Is Omar Chizkiya Amali Rabbi Chanina Bered Rabbi Abahu Amar Rabbi Abahu Amar Avdimi Bar B'dimin Chayfa Chacham Eiver. If a Chacham walks past Eiver Melafon of Dalet Amos, you stand before him 4 Amos away. Like we said yesterday, that 4 Amos is the appropriate distance. The Kevin Shah over Dalet Amos Yoshev. Once he's gone 4 Amos, then you can sit down. But the Avbezdin Eiver. But if it's more than just a Stama Chacham, it's the Avbezdin. Then you stand milfana mulayenov as soon as you see him when he's in your eyesight. We came into over dalad amos. Once he's passed you 4 amos away, you sit down. But a nasi over, and of course Moshe Rabbeinu was the nasi. When the nasi goes past, even milfana mulayenov, you stand up as soon as you see him. The ena yoshev atyeshim koma. You don't sit down until he sits down. They kept looking at him and standing there until he went inside his tent. So then it was like he sits down, like he's in his place. Once he's in his place, then you can stay sit in your place.
And when we heard the instance yesterday, by telling off his students for not standing up, yeah. I bet you Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have told people off for not standing up. He was too humble to do that.
Yeah, but he would have taught them the halacha.
He was taught the halacha, not on the spot.
Maybe. Don't know. We will have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu when we get the chance and see what he would have done. Okay, next 2 dots, 2 lines on the bottom. Kol mitzvah asay. So, going back to the Mishnah, said that any mitzvah asay shas man groma, women are potter. If there's a fixed time, a positive commandment, which has a time based on a time based mitzvah, women are potter. Tana rabbanu lenin a brisa. Eze mitzvah asay shas man groma. What's an example of a mitzvah asay which has a positive a time component? Sukkah, melulav, shofar, v'tzitzis, all of those things as we know. V'tfillin. Only telling on sukkahs.
Only on those days.
No, you can do it from morning to
yeah, but that's only during one. First of all, it's only on sukkahs, which is a time limit. And second of all, it's only during the day. That's called a time limit. It's not because she hasn't got time.
We exempt her from
it's called the Mrs. Sheshes Man Grandma, so therefore she is potter. That's the rule. We haven't even given a reason for it. It's the way the Torah told you. Okay, so that's the Gemara doesn't actually the Gemara doesn't actually say that. So the Gemara is just learning from Sukkim over here. Gemara is not even giving a svara. Tefillin. So as Rashi points out over here, tefillin is an interesting one. So there's a machlokes whether nighttime is considered zman tefillin or not. According to one opinion, tefillin would apply at night as well. We of course only wear tefillin when Daven Shacharis, but in the olden days when they used to wear tefillin all day long. So according to one opinion, tefillin was in the nighttime as well. According to another opinion, tefillin was not in the nighttime. If you say tefillin is not in the nighttime, then clearly it's a time-based mitzvah. But even if you say that nighttime is a zman of tefillin, but Shabbos and Yom Tov is certainly not the time of tefillin, and therefore it still is a time-based component, and therefore tefillin is the mitzvah of ages man. Grammar, Lamedalad on top, 34a or whatever it is. The ezahim mitzvah asayich aloy is man. What's an example of a positive mitzvah without a time-based component, where the women would be chayav in mezuzah? Because whenever you have a door, which is always, you have to have mezuzah on it. Micah, a fence on the roof. If you have a flat roof on your house, you have to put a fence around it so people shouldn't fall off. Aveda, returning a lost object. So fallers shouldn't fall. Aveda, returning a lost article to the owner. No particular time involved in that. And Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird when you collect the chicks. Quite some random examples. It's giving you a good set of examples there. Okay, Fredi Gemara, V'chlolahu, is it true that every single positive mitzvah with a time-based component, women are a potter? Hang on a tick. Hare matzah. What about matzah? What about simcha? On Yom Tov,
yeah?
What about hakel? They're all positive mitzvahs. Women are mechuyev in matzah. We're going
to
say, yeah?
They have to eat anyway.
Hey? Because they have to eat anyway. Yeah, but if they were potter, they wouldn't have to eat matzah. They could eat potatoes.
They can eat
no, that's gebrocht. You can have potatoes.
No, but if it's a matter of really...
Okay.
Don't eat that.
No, there's no... Okay, so the mitzvah... So women are mechuyev in matzah and simcha, which is... Yontif, Simchas Yontif, Samachta B'chagecha, and Hakil, every 7 years, the year after the Shemitah, everybody had to go and gather together, and women are not Ha'anashim V'hanoshim V'hataf, the women are Mechuyev as well. The mitzvahs are Sejas Man Groma, they are all mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs, which have a time component, V'noshim Chayovis, and women are obligated. So what sort of a rule is it when there's all these exceptions? V'su, And the flip side, Hare Talmud Torah, for example, learning Torah, which does not have a fixed time, and Pir Verivya, having children, and Pidyan HaBen, redeeming the firstborn son, the Lav Mitzvah Satsesh Azman Gramahu, all of these are positive commandments with no fixed time, and Noshim Pturis. So what sort of rule? You told me it's based on the time, and here we have some with a time where women are chayiv, we have some without a time where women are potter.
Didn't you say the pidyon haben because it's, before 30 days is not mechuyev? So
after that, it's for the rest of his life.
And until he's potter, but...
Until he's dead. I mean, yeah, until someone does the mitzvah, then he doesn't have to do it anymore. Yeah, so Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, from here we see, Ein lemeidim in haklolus. You don't read anything into the fact where it says... Where it says a klal like that, yeah. When it says kol mitzvahs asay, the word kol, it's lav dafke. It doesn't mean everyone. It means generally, but there's exceptions. Not only that says Rabbi Yochanan, but even where it says kol something or other chutz, which means except, everything is rule ABC except for whatever. Even then. There could be other exceptions besides the exception. The Tanan, for example, I'll give you an example, says Rabbi Yochanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Bakoma Arvin, we all remember that we learned Erevin, and there it says, when you want to make an Eruv Chatzeris in Erev Tchumin, both of those Eruvs are food-based, yeah? So you have to put food in the place where you're putting the Eruv. Umishtatvin, Bakom means you can use any food. You can make an Eruv. Mishtatfin, so in a Mavoi, when you've got the dead-end street there, or the lane, or whatever it is, it's called a Mavoi. So if you want to make a common area that people can carry in there, so you have to join all the houses together, and we call it Shituf, which is partnership.
Shared food.
And you have to share food. And that's what we colloquially say, the Eruv, but in this case it's the Shituf. So all of those things are... So all of those things, you're on record. Chutz min ha.
Don't tell me what to do, young man. I'm sorry.
Chutz min ha. Chutz min hamayim v'melech. The only thing that you cannot use is water and salt.
I'm a member of this show, is this and your being, committee is a, yeah. is a scrape. Shh,
please.
Hey, hey.
Please,
gentlemen.
Moshe, we're trying to learn, please.
Yeah. So you can use anything for an Eruv, except for water and salt. And so therefore it says a chutz. It says even though it says except for, Vesuleka, there's no other exceptions. Ve'ika k'mena pitrius. What about mushrooms and truffles, which, as Rashi says, we have an established thought that they don't sustain you. So an Erev has to be something made out of food which gives you sustenance. So just like water and salt doesn't give you sustenance, so Kmein and Pitrus doesn't give you sustenance either. So those things are exceptions. Even though it said Chutz min Amayim and Amelach, that doesn't mean that was an exhaustive list. Ella says, Rabbi Yechon, Eilem made him in our clawless, Tafilim, Makashar, Bechutz. You cannot learn anything into the fact that it says kol, everything. Because when it says everything, nothing, it doesn't mean everything. As they say, all generalizations are wrong, including this one. Okay. Okay, two dots, next one. Then we said, okay, so it's not a hard and fast 100% rule, but it's a general guideline. Yeah, the general guideline is that if it's a positive mitzvah with a time component, women are potter. Minolon, where do you get this guideline from? It says the Gemara Garam Mitzvillin. We learn it out by comparing everything to Tzvillin.
Does the Gemara comes direct from the Torah or from the Rabbanim?
No, from the Torah.
From the Torah.
Yeah.
So, because one would think the time based would be 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, but not an all day thing.
No, time based means particular days, even particular hours. Seasonal. It's all called, those are all considered time based. So we learn from Tzvillin. Ma Tzvillin Noshim Peturis, just like Tzvillin has a particular time, which is definitely because it doesn't apply on Shabbos, it's only weekdays, and also according to one opinion, it doesn't apply at night. And Noshim Peturis is Afkol Mitzvah Seis Man Grama. So any other Mitzvah say, unless you have a reason, Noshim Peturis.
What's the logic to say? Because in Tzvillin the din is like this, therefore we'll extend that to everything.
Well, we often do that. That's called a Mamatzinu.
No, but that's, you use a mamotzinu when you're trying to establish why is this the case.
That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying,
but we're trying lechatchila to make a.
Why do they think of it in the first place?
That's what I'm saying.
What you're saying is why is your approach this way? Pick on film and say film
after. The why is there a need to say? That's what I want to find here. Why is there a need to say?
Okay, so we're going to why there's a need. I don't know, but why they picked on Tfilin, we're going,
I mean,
to
Chazal don't just make up things stamas, I think. No, well, they must reasoning have reasoning for it.
In other words, do you acknowledge and accept that Tfilin, the potter, that I'm put on Tfilin?
Why?
With most things, excuse me, with most things that we learn now from Sukkim like this, clearly they knew the halacha before they knew the limud.
So we're going to say halacha so they,
no, we're not going to say that, but we know the halacha is and we didn't know what the mocker is. Yeah, how did that?
The thing was that they didn't establish where the film.
Yeah, there's lots of things like that.
I'm winding back one step. Yeah. We're trying to establish the source for the halacha. I'm trying to find out why the Chazal find it necessary to say that this is the halacha.
Maybe because they were trying to save women the time. But we've got to see here that we've got this whole connection in Shema between tefillin and learning and mezuzahs, and that's where we get it all from. And there it talks about Bonecha and Bonesecha. We'll see in a second.
Okay. We have to jump through a few hoops to get to.
We do. Okay, so that was the first statement that it's learned from Tfilin. And Tfilin itself, how do you know women are potter? That was the, even before you get to your question, how do you know Tfilin and women are potter? Gomer Lami Talmud Torah. Tfilin is compared to Talmud Torah because in the Shema, you have Kshartul Mosiyadecha. What do we got? Vishinantam Levanecha. Is one pasuk, and they teach your children Torah, and the next one is Ekshartim Lo'isal Yodecha, put on tefillin. So tefillin is compared to Torah, and it's consecutive psukim. Mar Talmud Torah, Noshim Ptura, is just like learning Torah, women are potter, like we went through before, Banecha V'wei B'nei Secha. Av tefillin, Noshim Ptura. So therefore, women are potter from tefillin as well. So the Gemara asks, who tells you to compare tefillin to Torah? And say women are potter. Nakish tefillin mezuzah. You want to compare two things that are next to each other in Shema? In Shema, you have a chsavta mal mezuzah beisecha. You have tefillin and you have mezuzah. Yeah, and mezuzah, you said women are chayiv. So maybe tefillin and women are chayiv also. It says the Gemara, tefillin and the Talmud Torah, the comparison between tefillin and learning Torah, the hekish, the putting them next to each other in consecutive psukim, is iskish bein beparsha rishona bein beparsha shniyah. In both the first and second of parshas of Shema, Torah and tefillin are in consecutive psukim. The order is different, but they're in there consecutively. But tefillin la mezuzah, in the tefillin la mezuzah, in the first parsha you have tefillin, and the next pasuk talks about mezuzah. But the parsha shniyah in v'hayim shemaya lo yiskish, because you have tefillin, then you have limaratam asamas b'neichem, and then you have mezuzah. Yeah. So therefore, there's a gap, and therefore it's more appropriate to learn from Talmud Torah than to learn from mezuzah. Freder Gemara, okay, Oibazoi, Nakish Mezuzah to Talmud Torah. Why don't we compare Mezuzah to Talmud Torah? Because that comes straight after. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisal Kedaitich. You shouldn't think that we're going to compare Mezuzah to Talmud Torah and make women potter from Mezuzah. Dichsiv, it says the reason why we're putting, it says you put on Mezuzah, Spesecha Visharecha. Lema'an, why do you put on the Mezuzah? If you just read the Pasuk and continue, Lema'an, Yerbu Yemechim, in order you should live long. Yeah, well, you put a mezuzah on your door in order you should live long. Gavri boy chai, noshi loy boy chai. Men need to live longer, women don't. So obviously, if the whole reason you put on the mezuzah is to live long, then women are just as living, longing to live.
They don't have a Jewish wife nagging them, so they don't need such a special bro.
Yeah, so therefore we will say that ladies need to have long life, and therefore clearly ladies are mechuyev in mezuzah as well. There's no reason to exclude them. And therefore, we will not compare them to Talmud Torah and make them potter. Okay, so we've covered tefillin, we've covered Talmud Torah, we've covered mezuzah. Now, let's talk about sukkah. V'harei sukkah. What's the deal with sukkah? Sukkah is a mitzvah sasech azman grama. Dichsiv, why has it got a fixed time, Yehuda? Basukkah shteish v'shiv asyomim. That means 7 days. Those 7 days, yes. All the rest of the year, no. That's called having azman grama. Yeah, I mean, it's based on the number on which days it's on. And how do we know women are potter? Says the Braisa, "Val time with the kasa rachmana ha ezrach." We have a limud in sukkah that the reason why women are potter from sukkah is because it says a ezrach. It's an extra word. Basukkah's teish v'shivas yamim. Yeah, and it says kala ezrach b'Yisrael. What's that coming to add? Who's the ezrach? Lohitzi yes, anashim. Women are not considered citizens. It's superfluous. It doesn't say Ezrach. It says only Ezrach.
The only thing is the term also is
correct, but it's also the whole thing superfluous. It's not an unusual term, but it's a term, but it's a whole, it's not necessary in that possible term. Okay, but it's still limited. It's still limited to 7 days of the year instead of 354. But we need a pasuk to tell you that women are potter ha-ezrach. That means ha-lavachi. Without the word ha-ezrach, I would have said noshin chayovis, that women are obligated in sukkah, even though it's got a fixed time. So what sort of a rule have you got here? Is Amar Abaye, so Abaye answers, well, itzrich. By sukkah, even though it's a mitzvah sasech azman grama, you still need ha-ezrach to tell me women are potter. Why? Basolka daita chamina, you would have thought, ha-yil dichsiv basukkah teishvu. What does it say by sukkah? What's the mitzvah of sukkah? Teishvu, that you should live in a sukkah. Teishvu ke'en taduru, and living means like living. You live in the sukkah the same way you live at home, in your house. Ma dira ish v'ishto. Just like when you live at home, you don't kick your wife out of the house and tell her she has to go live somewhere else. Yeah, the family, the man and the wife live together in the house as av sukkah ish v'ishto. So you would say, if I'm treating the sukkah for that period exactly like my house, then the women should be in the sukkah as well. And they should be obligated to be teishvu kein taduru. And therefore, that's why, even though it's a mitzvah sasech azman grama, I would have thought women are chayiv in sukkah. Therefore, I need the pasuk ezrach to tell me that women are not chayiv, and it's not an exception. That was Abaye's answer. The Rava Omar Itzrich, and Rava says you need it not because of teishvu kein taduru, but turn the page, that solka daita chamina, again, you might have thought that women are chayiv in sukkah. But why? Because Nelev Chamishos, the Chamishos, the Mechagamatzis, we have the famous Gzeira Shova. It says by Sukkah, it's by Chamishos or Yoim, and it says on Pesach by Chamishos or Yoim, because they're both the 15th of the month, it's a Gzeira Shova. And therefore you would compare it to Chag HaMatzos, to matzah, ma lahala noshin chayoves, and you would say that was same as women are mechuyev in matzah, afkan noshin chayoves, therefore women are chayev also in sukkah. And therefore, tzricha, that's why we need her ezrach. So Abai and Rav are both explaining why do we need the word her ezrach when, according to the rule, we shouldn't need it. So that's the reasons why you would have thought women are chayev. Okay. Different reasons why you need the posuk.
Will there be a nafka mina
lahalor? Mashmos dorshin lechayr.
The only nafka mina lechayr will be that the other limud is mufna now for some other purpose if they need it.
Well, chamishos was learned for lots of things, and a biased thing was teshvukei tadura we learn anyway, but. Then it's a question of what do you say? Whether maybe Rava would say Teshvu Kein Taduru is, you know, I love Dafka that your wife has to be there. You, whoever's Mechuyev, has to live there, Kein Taduru. Okay, so Fred the Gemara Vaiter, that takes care of Sukkot. Hare Re'iyah, what about Re'iyah means to be seen? You go up to Elias Haregel on Yontif, you go up to Yerushalayim to be seen. The mitzvah is Seishas Man Groma, and it has a fixed time because the time is you go up for Yontif, the Sholosh Regalim. The time of, and how do we know that only men and not women? Time of the Kotzer Rachmana is a churcha. The Torah says Mefurish Yeroa calls a churcha. All your males will be up there. That means the women are potter. Lahitzi Hanashim, to exclude women. That means Hala Avachi, without the words a churcha, I would have said Nashi Chayavis. By default, I would say women are chayiv, even though it's got a fixed time. So what's going on here? Says the Gemara again, Istrich, by Re'iyah, we also need a pasuk to tell me women are potter, even though it has a fixed time on. But I would have thought that they're chayiv. Why? Well, I would have thought by myself, nail the Re'iyah, Re'iyah mehakel. I would have thought it's a gzeira shava of from hakel. With hakel, it also says bevei chol yisrael le'ra'os. So it uses that same expression, everybody comes to Yerushalayim to be seen. And by Hakel, we know women are chayiv, because it says Hanoshim. It's pretty clear, yeah? So women are obligated in Hakel, this gathering every 7 years. So therefore, you would have thought that they're obligated also in going every Yontif to Yerushalayim for the three festivals. Therefore, we need the Pasuk Tzuchurcha to tell me that they're potur. Okay. So that covers all the exceptions. Now, next question. You want to make a general rule. You had three exceptions in one direction, three exceptions in the other direction. You decided that we're going to learn from Tfilin that women are potter, because that will be our general rule. But once you've got all these other exceptions, on the contrary, v'adi alfinim mitzfilin liptura, while you're busy learning out from Tfilin that women should be potter because it's a positive commandment with a fixed time. Neilif misimcha l'chiyuva. How do you know? Why are you comparing everything to Tfilin? Yeah? Why? Because you feel like it. Compare everything to Simcha. And say women are mechuyev in Simcha, so they're mechuyev also in all other mitzvahs, I say. Yeah? Is Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, when women are mechuyev in Simcha, it's not a real chiyuv. Why? Because Isha baila misamcha. The Simcha, a woman hasn't got it within her ability to be happy unless the husband says, be happy. Right, v'samachta v'chagecha ato v'incha v'itech. Let's mention the wife.
Buys her a present.
Well, yeah, so that means if the husband
buys jewelry,
if the husband makes her happy, she'll be happy. If the husband makes her miserable, she'll be miserable. So her happiness is not really, it's not a real chiyuv per se, and therefore you can't learn from that. Fred the Gemara, what are you talking about? Almana ma'ikel meimar. What about a widow? She's not dependent on her husband for her happiness. She might be more happy that he's not around. And says the Gemara, Beshruya Etzloy. But nevertheless, the mitzvah there is that you have to be Misameach all these people. The Torah tells you Misamachta Bechagecha Take, but and you have to look after everybody and make sure they're all happy, which includes Atav Incha Vitecha, but also it says the Almona. That means what's the Pshat the Almona? Everybody has an obligation to make sure that widows are happy on Sukkos, on Shalosh Regalim. So it's not the pshat that she has an obligation to make herself happy. It's an obligation for everybody else to make sure that she's happy. And therefore you wouldn't learn from there that women are chayiv in mitzvah simcha. She doesn't have to take happy pills, right? Everybody else has to make sure that she's happy, to make sure she's got her enough money to buy her stuff and everything else. That's right. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. So he's saying that the chiyuv of simcha for women is a Clayton's type of chiyuv, because it's really derech agav that the men have to make sure the women are happy. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, forget about Simcha, let's go on to the next one. V'nelef mehakel, what about hakel? Hakel, it says women are chayiv. Yeah? And what, so why don't we learn from hakel that women are chayiv and all other mitzvahs, such as man grama? So the Gemara says, well, because mishum to have a mitzvah, a hakel, shneksum boin ke'echor. The Torah tells you something in two places. Yeah? Why does it do that? To tell you it's dafka those two and not everything else. Because if it was everywhere, it could have told me once and I'd learn it for everywhere. Why does the Torah say it again? To tell me dafka those two and nothing else. What are the two? Matzah and hakel. Those two things women are chayiv in. So from that we see, why did the Torah dafka tell me those two? To tell me that everything else the women are not chayiv in. Whenever you have two psukim that are both telling you the same thing, it's that, to tell you not to learn everywhere else from.
But is matzah specific possibly?
Matzah is because compared to Dani Chometz, whoever's mechuyev. No, Shnei Ksuvim is lav dafka the psukim. It means two places where the Torah, yeah, limud, two limudim, where the Torah tells you. Yeah. Fred the Gemara ihachi bazoi tefillin reiyah nami. What about the Viki Verki? You said that we're learning from tefillin that women are potter, but we also learn from reiyah, kol zechurcha, that women are potter from going up to Yerushalayim for Yontif. Is Nami, why don't we say they're also Shnei Ksuvim Aboin Kecha? The Torah told me there are two mitzvahs that women are potter on to tell me not to learn it for everything else. Vein Melamdin. Says the Gemara Tzrichi. Those two are not Boin Ke'echad. Boin Ke'echad is the Pshat. I could have learned one from the other, and the Torah didn't need to tell me twice. And therefore, the fact that the Torah told me twice is to tell me not to extrapolate to anywhere else. But if the two places where the Torah told me, it's not superfluous, I couldn't learn one from the other, then that's not to exclude everything else. That's just because those two, I have a special reason why I need to tell me. Why do I need to tell me? Why wouldn't it have been enough to tell me either tefillin or re'iyah and learn from there to the rest of the world? The ikos of rachmana tefillin, if the Torah were, just from learning from tefillin, if the Torah wouldn't have specifically told you that women are potter from re'iyah, from going to Yerushalayim for yontif, v'loi kos av re'iyah, hava amina, I would have thought, ne'lif re'iyah re'iyah mihakel. Itaka would have learned Gzeres Shavah from Hakel. Yeah? And I would have said women are chayiv. So that I couldn't learn this one tefillin by itself, but the Torah had to tell me it's a churcha.
So if they want to preach snakes and they pick on one that the Torah says clearly and matzah that you don't learn on limud, why don't you bring Shabbos? Say Shabbos is just like matzah. And Shabbos is also got the chiyuvim because they got the yisurim. You know, it's the same principle Shabbos and matzah.
So what's the mile of learning Shabbos?
No, I'm saying, well, why pick on Pesach? Pick on Shabbos. Shabbos happens every Pesach. Happens once a year.
And if they would have picked Shabbos, you would say, why pick on Shabbos? You can learn Pesach.
That's why I'm questioning this whole thing.
Are you saying Todd Vishayna Todd?
You're saying that there are other ones besides these two.
If the Pesach is not clear, is not really a real...
If you're learning a limud anyway, it's not mamish kosher.
One is a clear statement.
So you're telling me, I don't know, the Shnei Ksuvim Aboin Ke'echad is not, it's not about whether it's clear or it's a limud. But yes, you want to say that there is, you're saying there are other ones besides matzah, which you could have chosen also, like Shabbos, which is a similar thing, because the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos is because whoever has a loisa say have done to melacha has to is mechuyev in Kiddush, for example, Zachar Shem Shabbos the Katra. That's a good question, and I don't know the answer right now, so I'll go on because we have to finish it. But I'll keep that question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Shabbos could have been a good example like Pesach also. So he says here, if it would have only said tefillin, I would have said that re'iyah is women are chayiv because I would have learned from Hakel. So I couldn't learn from tefillin. I had to tell me women are potter from re'iyah. V'ikas of rachmona re'iyah. If it would have told me re'iyah, v'loi kas of tefillin. I would have thought to compare tefillin to mezuzah and therefore say that tefillin is chayiv. If it wouldn't have said by tefillin that women are potter, I would have said that how do we know tefillin are potter? Because you compared it to Talmud Torah. Without that, I would have compared it to mezuzah and said they're chayiv. Therefore, tzricha, therefore we need both of them and it's not superfluous and therefore we can learn from everywhere else that women are potter. If you're telling me that that's a reason to say that it's not superfluous, is matzah v'hakel namitzrichi. Matzah and hakel, your whole excuse was that matzah and hakel are two psukim telling you the same thing, and therefore it's to tell you not to extrapolate to anywhere else, but they're also tzrichi. Because Lamai Tzrichi, why are they needed? Matzah and Hakel. Bishlami, Kosa Rachmana Hakel, Vala Kosa Matzah. The Torah would tell you that women are chayv in Hakel, but not in Matzah. Havamina, I would have thought by Matzah, Nelv Chamishasa, Chamishasa, Mechaga Sukkos. I would have learned now from Sukkos that they're potter. So therefore, I had to say it by Matzah. Yeah? Even though it says it by Hakel. So those two are not superfluous. Elad Nichta Rachmana Matzah. The Torah would have told you by Matzah, Vala Boy Hakel, it wouldn't need to tell me by Hakel. Vano Amina, and I would have said, by Hakel, it says Ha'anoshim v'Hanoshim v'Hataf. If it would have said Ha'anoshim v'Hataf, men and children, I would have said if children are chayiv, noshim lo kol shekein, for sure women are chayiv. So why does it have to specify women to tell me dafki here women are chayiv, but don't extrapolate it to anywhere else? Hilke chavul u'shnei ksuv b'inke echa. Therefore, Matzah and Hakel are two psukim coming to tell you the same thing, but ain't melamdin, and therefore we cannot extrapolate to anywhere else.
One second.
That's all according to the one who says that if you've got two psukim, you can't learn from. There's an opinion that says that if there are two, you still can extrapolate. Only if there's three, you cannot extrapolate. Yeah, but if there's two, you can. So therefore, according to him, why don't we extrapolate and say that women are chayiv? Vesu, and furthermore, mitzvah saseh shalayazman groma. What about when there's no fixed time? We haven't talked about that yet. The ones that have no fixed time, we said noshim achayovis. Women, we have talked about it, but how do we know that women are? We haven't talked about how we know. How do we know women are chayiv in things where there's no fixed time in nolan? The yalif mimoira. We learn it out from fear. This is Moira of Ivimoi, yeah, from the fear of the parents, of the father. Ma Moira Noshin Chayov. It's just like Moira of fearing at your parents. Women are Machuyev just as much as men because they've also got parents. And it said Tirau, as we learn in Kedoshim. It says two plural. Afkol Mitzvah Sasei Shalayazman Grom and Noshin Chayov. So from that we learn that women. So we extrapolate to that to say any mitzvah which doesn't have a fixed time, women are chayiv. So if that's the case, neilef mitalmud Torah, why are you learning from Moira of that women are chayiv? Why don't you learn from Talmud Torah that women should be potter? So again, he answered, Mishum da havalei Talmud Torah pivarivish neksu moinkecha, because again, the Torah tells you in the two exceptions where women are. The two places where the Torah tells you that women are potter, to tell you not to extrapolate when there's no zman grama, don't extrapolate to everywhere else. That which are what? Talmud Torah, which we say women are potter from, because banecha v'way b'nei secha, and piri v'rivya, because women are not obligated in procreating. V'chol shekzim b'nkecha reim alamdin. So, but one problem. Rabbi Yochanan will break the top of the page. Da'omar ashneyim huwe merevorech ha'samalakim pruervu. According to him, women are mechuyev in procreating. They're not potter from pru or vu. So you don't have two ksuvim. Ma yikol ameimah. Where do you get the two psukim of boin ke'echad? He says, Mishum have a Talmud Torah, pidin haben shnei ksuvim boin ke'echad. We have two places where women are potter, which is Talmud Torah and pidin haben. Shnei ksuvim boin ke'echad. V'chol shnei ksuvim ke'echad. Ein melamdin. So we're not going to learn from there. So we're going to say that other things, shalai azman grama, those two, they're potter, but everywhere else, there's chayiv. All right, we'll leave it over here and we'll continue.